Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Stand Up for News. I am James Esterline, Matt James, stand-up comedian, and we are here to tell you the news. We got a little thing called Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. All right. I'm here with the artist, currently always known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. Say hello, everybody.
Hey, how's it going out there, everybody? It's good to see you. It's good to hear you.
Oh, I got some news I want to tell you about, and also tell you about a guest we're about to have.
Sure.
But first, a little news for you. Elon Musk wants to pull out of the Twitter deal. But, will he? I don't know. Only Amber Heard knows how good his pullout game is.
nice.
Yeah, didn't she get caught hanging out with him?
That's something silly. Like that, yeah.
All right, let me put my readers on for this one. It says here, in Dallas last week, a gay bar strip club, held a Drag Your Kid to Pride event where protesters clashed with attendees and drag queens who ran the runway with young boys and girls. the Titantron behind them read, and I saw it, it read this, it won't lick itself.
Oh my lord.
I mean, they were. It read this. It won't lick itself.
Oh my lord.
I mean, they were really upset about that. But guess what? It was free lollipop day at Mr.
Nice.
Strip club.
Nice.
Gay strip club. You wouldn't have to drag this kid out to that show. Hey, guess what? You remember when we did that Tommy Chong interview?
Yeah.
Well, this young lady, she's my stand-up comic mom. She's super amazing. She's hosting a show at a comedy club tonight in Vegas.
Nice.
She lives in Vegas. She's done over 930-plus Zoom interviews since COVID started, just to keep comedy alive for us as comics, you know?
There we go.
She interviewed me a couple times, and I love her. She's the greatest. She's there for me, even when I just needed someone to talk to when I'm about to kill myself. I love that woman, and her name is Linda Marcus Smith. She did interview Tommy Chong several times. I watched it. You watched one of them or two of them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was amazing. And she got us. And we just want to thank her right now. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Yay, Linda.
Yeah,
what's up,
working.
Mom?
Hey.
Now it's my turn, Mom, to interview you. You got to interview me three times. Okay, first, you were a vet. You were a military vet. What were you in?
I was in the U.S. from 73 to 76 in Canada, Germany.
Excellent. Thank you for your service, and since you're my mom, thank you for your cervix. And when did you start doing stand-up comedy?
When I was 63 years old, 8 years ago.
8 years. Excellent.
Oh, wow.
And you started where?
I started in California at Ace's Comedy Club that no longer exists.
I heard that.
Saved me from killing myself that day.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. And you've saved me from killing myself. We talked real late at night a few times. We're always here for each other. I said, you saved me a few times, Mom. And then when and why all the interviews? 930 Zoom interviews is quite a few. It's amazing.
Jesus.
It's got to be a world record.
You know, I submitted it to Guinness, and they told me, just go buy yourself a cup of Guinness and drink it. Leave us alone. So, yeah. You know, I was so depressed when I looked outside the first day of the shutdown. And I've always thought that when the world is really dark, you need to grab on to something bigger. Just look for something big to do. And I thought, maybe I could hear. Because we all want to kill at some point.
Right. No, we've all been there. I know I have.
Yeah, so I called up one girl in Vegas, Ms. Arkansas, and she was depressed. I was depressed. And when we got to the Zoom call, we were both in a different place. We were happy again. And that was the initial impetus for keeping on calling. I felt everybody needed called.
Mm-hmm. She interviewed me once. Didn't you get her to interview me once?
Yes.
That was great of you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I remember that.
Yeah, now there's all people everywhere doing interviews. But at the time, I was doing, you know, 8 to 12 interviews a day. That's what got my numbers so high.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Jesus.
That's pounding it out there.
Right.
Hey, I told you how the concept of this show works, right? We stand up for the news, because what if the news was born without legs or was in a wheelchair all the time? It can't just stand up for itself.
Exactly.
So did you bring any news for us to stand up with you for?
I did. News joke.
Okay.
Okay.
When I look at the news now, you know, life is kind of crappy and you get nostalgic. And I was thinking, I remember the good old days when Trump was just a verb and we were all just buying our time.
Nice.
I call my nonpartisan joke. Okay.
Are you hosting a show tonight? I thought I read.
I do. I get to host at Wise Guys in the Arts District in Las Vegas.
Wise Guys.
Yeah, it starts at 7:30. Can you make it?
I am in, I got to work tonight at the Lever Rocks. I'm doing a show at Lever Rocks from 4 to 9 p.m.
Wow.
Yep, and then, but my friend James Musgrave, he was going to listen, and he's probably going to come out. He lives in Vegas.
Oh, super.
Yep. I think Conan might come out there. He still lives in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
I'll pay his $5 to get in if he wants.
Excellent. All right, my buddy Scott Patrick, our writer and our man on a street, is going to be calling in shortly as well. He's got some news. Here, let me tell you one, Mom. All right. In California, a court classifies bees accidentally as fish under an endangered species law, is all the buzz I hear. But, honey, that sounds fishy. That be sounding fishy. You know the puns there, Chris?
Yes.
I see you didn't laugh.
Sorry, I was looking up news.
June 3rd was National Donut Day, started by the Salvation Army, who delivered donuts to soldiers in World War I. And now it's just referred to as National Police Food Day.
Hmm.
Don't forget to feed your cops.
Hmm. Okay.
These are sinking. What else you got for us, Mom? You got another joke?
I do. I only the news on the channel that says five, because I prefer Chanel number five. That's as close as I can afford.
Nice.
And Scott's called in. Scott's going to have a question for you, too, so don't go anywhere. Hello, Scott Patrick, man on a street. Where are you today?
Hey, so today, in honor of National Smile Day, I'm actually at another doctor's office today getting my third prostate exam.
Your third one today?
Yeah.
Nice.
For hockey fans, I call that a hot trick.
Yeah. Go Bolts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I've been keeping a smile on because I can feel it in my cheek.
The Lightning are playing tonight. They're playing game four. They got to tie the series up again before they can go to the Stanley Cup to play the Avs, who just won last night. That's our sports. But go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, so I got a story here. A man, a French man, he traveled all the way to Scotland to break a Guinness World Record. He jumped 765 times bungee jumping off of a bridge.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, and in 24 hours.
Wow.
Why he traveled all the way to Scotland to do it, and he said, it always made sense because it really killed my dangler.
Did you have some question that you could ask? Because how long have you been doing stand-up comedy, Scott?
Off and on, about 2 years, I'd say.
So you got to have some questions you could ask our vet here. Ask my comedy mom, Linda.
Yeah, sure. I was
in the news twice. That gives you a potential question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was wondering if, like, you first started out with stage fright, or you felt like you were natural to begin with?
I didn't have stage fright because I had such a passion to make other people laugh.
Nice.
So, like, if you focus on, I focus on the passion to make them laugh, and that takes your fear away.
I do get stage fright. Well, I call it anxiety or energy. I get extra energy. I change it three different times. Mm-hmm. It used to be stage fright, then it was nervous, then it was anxiety, then it's just, I'm excited is what it is. That's all it can be.
Yeah. I'm excited to make, I can't wait to make people laugh tonight, you know?
Right.
Excellent. So what's your favorite club that you've performed at, Linda? You've done a whole bunch.
My favorite club was an apartment complex in Vancouver, Washington, that was half veterans, half people with caregivers. And I was going there every week, and I got a call that three of them had been stabbed to death, three veterans.
Oh, no.
And not to come back for a while.
Oh, wow.
And they called me up and said, okay, you can come back. And I took the news team, Channel 8 in Portland, KGW, and they came and they interviewed me for being willing to do comedy for the veterans at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday in the afternoon. Put me on the news.
Nice. Did they die? Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. I thought Jesus. You were the one who's supposed to kill. Not them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Scott, you got another joke for us or another question for Linda?
Yeah. I got one more story. It was a story. It's a local story. There was a Florida couple who got in an accident with a FedEx truck. Yeah. The reason it made the story is because the woman was given oral sex to the driver. So they got in a head-on while getting their head-on.
Oh, my Lord.
The thing I find ironic about it being a FedEx truck is the reason they got in the accident in the first place is because his package had already came.
Awesome. Hey, Mom. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say that at the beginning of the pandemic, said it was not a safe practice. When they said don't travel, it's not safe at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stayed home, looked in my cupboard, ate everything, and sent my hips abroad.
Nice.
Now, I saw your interview with Sinbad. I think that and your second interview with Tommy Chong are my very favorites, besides the ones you did with me, of course, Mom. But what is your favorite interview that you've done?
Well, it was Sinbad, because, you know, of who he is. And when I interviewed Sinbad, it made everybody take notice of my interviews.
Gotcha.
But since Sinbad, Tommy Chong has become my favorite celebrity because he's so insightful.
Oh, yeah.
He's like talking to a guru.
Yeah, he's deep, man.
Oh, he's one of my heroes since childhood. He said he would come back on our show again, too.
Yeah, we'd love to have him.
I can't wait. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping us get to interview Tommy Chong. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing that you helped us.
Yeah, for real. It's like
with the kindness of your heart, you didn't have to do that.
It's kind of like the highlight of everything I've done so far, like as a musician and just even being on the radio here. Like, for real, like when we got Tommy Chong, it was like, wait a minute. This guy, right, he's been one of my heroes since I was real little, like ever since I saw him on That 70s Show, and then obviously Cheech and Chong and all this stuff later. And yeah, so it was just like this moment of like, wow. Like, this is like, it's actually him. Like, it's the dude that I've seen for like more than half my life, you know, getting to talk to him. It's pretty cool. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's so surreal to be with him. And he told me if I know any nice, you know, he just loves helping newer podcasters.
Yep, we're going to be doing a podcast soon, actually. I'll get you on there if you wouldn't mind coming on again with us, Mom. We'd have a lot more time to discuss stuff.
I would love it.
When you did the show for the vets and the caregivers, that wasn't a paid gig, right?
Not at all.
All charity?
Yeah. I only go to the club so that I can get my hands stamped that I'm really a comedian, so I can get in the veteran places.
I love it because you give so much, you know. And I appreciate it. And I noticed when you said somebody didn't say thank you before, and that, how could you not? All she does is help and give to people. Gives us everybody opportunity and a voice.
Right.
I told 10 or 11 people, and at that point, I think you were the only one who was even thankful.
Oh, we were grateful from... Scott, you're there still, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
How would you, did you feel about getting to interview Tommy Chong thanks to Linda's help?
That was absolutely unbelievable. I couldn't have asked for anything cooler, really. He's been like a childhood icon.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me so good that you guys, that it was so important to you. Thank you for saying.
We had one ungrateful guy on the show, but he just made a joke that Dick isn't on our show anymore. I guess he quit or something. There was a little spat that we dealt with last week, but He wanted to roast Tommy on our show, he said.
No way.
And I was like, yeah, I just, maybe it was a joke, you know. But some of us didn't think it was funny right when we saw it on Facebook. Because we're the ones hosting the show with him.
Right, right.
Wow. I was like, what are you thinking? You can't say that, can you? Don't roast Tommy Chong on his birthday. He called us on his birthday,
right,
Mom.
On his freaking birthday, right. His
happy
84th birthday,
Tommy
which,
Chong.
Oh, yeah,
again.
If you didn't know, he's one Uranian year old. We figured this out because on the planet Uranus, it takes 84 years for it to get around the sun once. So he's actually just turned 1 year old if he was from Uranus.
He's only one.
Right.
He's so he's got Uranus.
That's right. Right. When he inhabits Uranus. Exactly. It's a planet in the solar system, you guys. But yeah, that's pretty cool. He's got so much life left in him. We even were like, when do you plan on retiring? He's like, I'm never retiring, man. Like, I'm going to keep doing this, like, you know, forever. I'm just like, that's so cool. Like, I want to have that much vigor when I'm 84 years old, you know?
Hey, check this out. A woman ejects an invading possum from her Brooklyn bar last week. She said he passed out drunk. In his defense, he said he was just playing a possum. Stupid. That's all the jokes I wrote here.
Yeah, it's okay.
I wanted to talk to Mom more. You got another joke for us, Mom?
No, but I think the possum, if it's in Brooklyn, that's one of the boroughs, and maybe the possum, when it gets evicted, could just burrow its way up to Queens.
Nice. Hey, there you go. I like that.
Yeah, they're like hanging around there with their tails and stuff. What about you, Scott Patrick? You got something for me?
No, I only brought the two jokes because I was so excited to talk to her.
All right, well, don't either one of you go anywhere because Chris is about to play a song for us.
Oh, man.
This lovely guitar he's got here.
Oh, man, I wish I, if I actually had something something planned, I'll think
play
of something real quick.
Play that mommy song for my mommy.
Oh, I don't
by
know
Danzig?
How to, I don't know how to play Mommy by
we just
Danzig,
changed
unfortunately.
The word from mother
but,
to mommy.
No, but I was actually going to try to do something too as well. We were busting out a new segment that we were testing out called Your Gay News, everybody.
Your
it's something
gay
that
news
we decided to do because of Pride Month
with our gay guy
yes.
of the show.
So I was looking through some local St. Pete and Tampa Bay related news, and it looks like, just to kick it off, the St. Pete Rays, or it says, yeah, St. Pete, it's, well, it literally says St. Pete Rays create LGBT business directory to support local owners. So if you're trying to, you know, go out and support, I guess, local owned shops that support LGBT community, that's pretty cool. They came up with a registry that you can use. But at the same time, the Tampa Bay Rays, I guess because the St. Pete Rays are cooler, I don't know who they're referring to, but maybe it's St. Pete, Rays, but Tampa Bay Rays players' decision to not wear Pride jerseys stirs up fans. Apparently, five players, Jason Adams, Jalen Beeks, Brooks Raley, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson, quote, peeled off the Pride logo that, you know, the Rays have been putting on their uniforms to, you know, show support for Pride Month. So
I heard about that. I was listening to
Yeah, it just happened, I think, yesterday or something. It says it comes down to faith. They're quoted as this. A lot of it comes down to faith, you know, because a lot of them are religious guys. And they say, quote, when we put it on our bodies, I think a lot of guys decided that it's just a lifestyle that maybe not that they look down on anybody or think differently. It's just that maybe we don't want to encourage it if we believe in Jesus, who's encouraged us to live a lifestyle that would abstain from that behavior, just like Jesus encouraged me as a heterosexual male to abstain from sex outside of the confines of marriage, end quote. So it's like, okay, I get it. But, you know, it's just a little rainbow.
It's a lifestyle?
Well, I guess, but it's, you know, it's a rainbow. Get over it.
It's more of an orientation not a choice thing, right?
Right. It's not a choice.
Lifestyle is what they're basically saying.
Basically,
it sounds stupid to me.
Yeah, it's just veiled homophobia.
It's like
that
Dallas strip club place. When I watched that, it was on Newsmax, and they were demonizing those drag queens.
Yeah,
not the parents or not the kids. The kids were stuffing dollar bills down these drag queens' pants. I was laughing my butt off.
That's pretty funny.
And then, I'm like, well, they're just having fun, you know?
Right.
If you're
right.
A little kid and your mom took you to a drag show, you'd probably want to go up and down the catwalk too. I would. It'd be fun.
Right.
You don't know any harm, and you give a dollar to a guy or whatever. But why blame the drag queens? They're just getting paid.
Right,
know?
Exactly. And then to end it on a little bit of a higher note, it looks like in the coming weeks, we have LGBTQ+ Youth Pride Prom at the Regent in Riverview. So I guess if you're a student, they have a Pride Prom that's happening there in June.
Fun.
And then a little later in the month, Gaybor over in Ybor and St. Pete Pride Parade on Saturday, June 25th. So that's going to be the one, obviously, in Vinoy Park in St. Pete, but the after party carries over in my neck of the woods over in Gaybor. So yeah, keep an eye out for that towards the end of June. Yeah, right. That's what it's called. We call it Gaybor.
Yeah.
You know. So
All right. So, yeah, I think I have time to just play something very quickly.
That's a and sick I'm, guitar, bro. Where'd you get it?
I think the being, the wonderful infinite entity known as Mac James hooked me up with it a while back. So, oh, God, let me think of something simple. All right, let's do something bright and jovial. Children. I don't know how to play Mommy.
Mommy!
All right, this is called Bacchus Plateau. I'll be really quick about it. So much, guys. Just a little snippet of some Rush for you today, since I think that's all I had planned for you. So I'm going to turn it back to James and Mom and Scott Patrick, the man on the street.
Cracker Jacks, the delicious snack, has become, you've heard of them, right? They're delicious, all-American snack. They've become a subject of cancel culture. Yeah, they've been told they have to change their name because it's offensive. So they decided to go with a less offensive name. They changed their name to Honky Jacks. I even wrote a little jingle for him. You guys want to hear it?
Hell yeah.
I emailed it to him the other day. It goes like this. Honky Jacks, Honky Jacks, they're a great snack. They're Honky Jacks, Honky Jacks, Honky Jacks. It's better than crack. It's Honky Jacks.
Nice.
They should be getting a hold of me any minute now.
Right? Where are those royalty checks?
Oh, I just got a notification. Oh, all right. Here's a funny one I wanted to tell you, Mom. An airboat pilot was giving a tour on a big cat reserve a few weeks back in Florida when a tiger jumped out and attacked him and mauled him into the water. Afterwards, the tiger was seen on the PGA Tour shooting an 85.
Oh, wow.
Afterwards, he was asked his comments on the matter, and he said, "Those airboat pilots, they're great." All right.
No, didn't
work. What else, Mom? You got anything you want to talk about with us? I got more questions for you. You there, Linda? Is she gone, Bobby?
The man on the street is still here.
Oh, hey. Aww. Hey, Scott. My mom didn't even say goodbye.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like my real mom.
Oh.
She left me when I was 11, you guys.
Jeez. Did she, was she like going out for like gingham or something and just didn't come back? Is that what happened?
She got put into a mental institute.
Oh.
And I never saw her again.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So wait, they took her to like, what is it, Arkham Asylum?
Yep.
Whoa.
Johnson & Johnson's facing a cancel culture as well, excuse me, for racism though, due to them only using Caucasian babies when they make their baby powder.
God,
you heard about the baby formula shortage of Scott?
Mm-hmm.
The baby formula shortage has one positive note, at least. Did you know? More public breastfeeding. See, I always find a silver lining.
It's more like a milky lining.
Oh. You got anything you'd like to share, Scott?
Tell you the truth, I was so excited to see Linda on here, and stuff that she already left. I had a couple more questions for her.
Call us back, Linda.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get her on the pod for sure.
Right.
Here, I'll text her, make her call back. Well, we got 3 minutes left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she said she got interrupted by a thing. She just messaged me. So, thank you again, Linda. I will send you the YouTube link for this. Mm-hmm. Anybody that wants to follow me on my TikTok, I'm booming on there. I'm just getting hundreds and hundreds of followers a day now. I'm loving it with all these stupid videos. I made some cat videos the other day where my cat
check
was
it out.
doing funny stuff.
They got like behind the bar at Lever Rocks videos. It's
and
pretty
then,
cool,
yeah,
man.
We got some Lever Rocks videos. Hey, you want me to do a plug for them?
We may should. As well. Yeah, we should. They technically sponsor us, right? So, yeah.
So, yeah, come on down to Lever Rocks. Great seafood on South Pasadena, everybody. I'll be there. Me and Ryan Gunner. Flying Ryan, Captain Gunner himself. He's got a new character. He's called Rye.
Nice.
Only I can call him Rye Guy, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, Rye doesn't come on the radio because Rye's out to brunch with a hot date right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him, Rye Guy. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, he is Rye. Yes. It's not Ryan. It's Rye. So we know he'll score. Go get him, Tiger. I'll see you Friday when Ryan and Mac James do the comedy show at Lever Rocks at 4 to 10 every Friday and Saturday night. Comedy show there.
That's right.
But come on down at Lever Rocks, you know, and get some hush puppies. Do you like hush puppies, Chris?
I love hush puppies.
You had some
they're
the other
fantastic.
Day when you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a secret recipe, you guys. Secret recipe. I bet you're wondering what that is.
The secret recipe for hush puppies. I can only imagine.
Out back, there's a
looking
little...
Over, I'm looking at you, Scooby.
Somebody will order them. Now stop looking at... He's eyeballing me. Yeah, out back, there's a little puppy pen. When somebody orders them, I go out back, and I find the loudest little puppy in the pen. Yeah. He's like, woof, woof, woof. And I just... snap his little puppy neck, and I'm like, hush, little puppy, hush. Shh. And then I take him in the kitchen, you know, and I take a melon baller, and I scoop him out, and I put him in a deep fryer, and they fry him up, season him, and serve him to you fine folks at Lever Rocks.
That's how you do it.
Yes, we don't use chihuahuas, though. They're too small. You only get like 8 or 9 out of them.
Way
and
too
plus,
spicy.
They're extra spicy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, way too spicy.
But we like to use... St. Bernard's, because they're extra fluffy. They're
nice and big and fluffy.
Yep.
But you're on a bit of a diet, I heard, James. Like, you can't have the hush puppies anymore.
Nope. But we get like 160 out of a St. Bernard. I'm on a hush kitten diet right now. I can't eat the hush puppies. Only hush kittens. Yeah, but we make them the same way out back, you guys. There's a little kitten pen, and I just go out there, and I find the loudest little kitten, and I'm like, meow, meow, meow. And I snap its little kitten neck, all humane-like, take it into the kitchen and get the melon baller. We use a different melon baller, because we do not cross-contaminate it at my restaurant.
Exactly.
And we scoop them up
and
put them in a deep fryer, and then we serve them up to everybody at Lever Rocks. The same way, they're delicious. Come on down, they're on our secret menu. You want to know what we do with the ones that are already quiet?
Oh, the ones
puppies
that
are already quiet, and we can't freshly hush them.
Right,
because
they're too quiet. They're too chilled out.
Yeah, we send them to Checkers, and they throw them in a freezer there. Yeah, because they got chili dogs there. Yeah, we did a plug for Checkers, too. You like that one, Bobby? All right, that's the show. That's Stand Up For News, you guys. Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up, too. Just today...
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade.